let me just make a couple comments, and then I'd really rather have a dialogue and hear from you. I told Jean when we met just before this that and Don and Mike, you get this, and Todd, you get this, but you know, we need to learn from people who do this and people who are on the ground. So I want to hear from you, but just a couple comments. And I really like the buttons that you have on. I love ethanol. I love ethanol too, and I will do everything I can to keep fighting for that. You know, so I'm very happy to be here, and Gene has a success story that he's shared with you already, and the fact that there's going to be a groundbreaking for an additional $10 million plant, 9 new jobs. You know, those are things that we have to foster through our legislation and make sure that, you know, we're doing everything we can to fight for ethanol, that we're doing everything we can to fight for biofuels. It is so critical to the state of Illinois, to our country, and I'll speak very specifically to the 17th Congressional District. We have 3 plants, Galva, Lena, and here in Anawan. Yeah. And, you know, so we're talking about a major economic impact, jobs. We are a rural community. And so I'm so honored to be able to serve on the Ag Committee so I can be a voice about this. Something that we did, as soon as EPA issued this their new proposed guidelines, that we've got time to fight this. On day one, we wrote a letter, and we have I sought out a co-writer of the letter with a Republican member who's a friend of mine on the Ag Committee, Christy Noem, who represents South Dakota. And so we have crafted this letter. We are getting co-signers of the letter that says that we can't take a step back on these numbers. At worst, we want to stay status quo, but we want to make improvements, and it's very clear why we need to make sure that we're fighting for this. So anybody in the audience who can weigh in on that, we have a 60-day Adam comment period,
starting
Friday. So really, anybody can weigh in on that. We want you to weigh in on that and why it is so important. Gene hit on it, but it's for jobs. This is economic development. This is we need to do everything we can to help the rural communities, and this is part of that. It also helps us get away from dependence on foreign oil. Who can argue with wanting us to get away from our dependence on foreign oil? And this is a big part of that. And there is a good environmental impact. The story, frankly, that ran a couple weeks ago. Not accurate. It was not accurate. It was an Associated Press article that made it look like this was harmful to the environment. It is not harmful. I think we've got point by point by point by point we can refute what was written in that. This is good for the environment. It is good for greenhouse gases. And you know, so there's just argument after argument about why ethanol and why biofuels make sense. The other thing is in our congressional district in Peoria, we have an ag lab. It is the biggest agricultural laboratory in the country, and it's right here in our congressional district where they study every day new uses and new ways to do more with biofuels. And we want to keep that research going, and we want the private industry to continue investing in that. Frankly, the federal government has done a disservice to family farmers because we haven't been able to pass a 5-year farm bill. And this is a disservice to rural America and to places like Patriot, where we need to continue to invest and do research. And we've got to quit this uncertainty. I mean, this is unfair to you. You're getting ready to invest $10 million and grow this at a time then when these new guidelines are being proposed. And this, we've got to get away from this uncertainty. We've got to do everything we can to grow jobs. We have to do everything we can. Everybody in this room needs to continue to fight for ethanol because it's very, very important to us. So I'm honored to be here, Gene. Thank you so much for the invitation. I've never toured an ethanol plant, so I'm very excited. And I'm even more excited to be part of this groundbreaking. That's anytime we can talk about growing and adding jobs is good news for our region. So that's really all I have to say. But I'd like to hear from you, and certainly we'd like to have this be a dialogue as much as anything too.